Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Biological diversity update. Bush administration denies protection for imperiled coastal cutthroat trout. On June 26th, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced that it would not list coastal cutthroat trout in southwest Washington and northwest Oregon as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. The Oregon Natural Resources Council originally filed a petition to list the coastal cutthroat trout in December of 1997. And the announcement delaying protection for the trout predated the availability of the final rule by more than a week, in an apparent effort to spin the politically motivated decision before the public and press had access to the final rule. Coastal cutthroat trout populations have undergone severe declines in range and numbers. All state and federal agencies concede that their habitats are widely and severely degraded by a combination of urbanization, agriculture, and logging. For these and other reasons, the National Marine Fisheries Service proposed to list these magnificent fish as threatened in April of 1999. Information that has become available in the interim indicates that cutthroat trout face even greater threats to their persistence, warranting listing as endangered under the Endangered Species Act. Authority for the cutthroat trout listing was transferred to the Fish and Wildlife Service, which failed to complete it until required to do so by June 23rd under an August 2001 landmark settlement between the Department of Interior, the Center for Biological Diversity, the California Native Plant Society, and the Southern Appalachian Biodiversity Project. The settlement required the service to complete required listing efforts for 29 species. Massive New Mexico timber sale struck down, saving old growth. In response to an appeal by the Center for Biological Diversity, the regional forester of the U.S. Forest Service has withdrawn the Sheep Basin timber sale on the Gila National Forest in New Mexico. The timber sale would have logged over 9 million board feet of ponderosa pine on 3,840 acres, including thousands of mature and old-growth trees. In a bizarre twist of logic, the forest admitted that the timber sale is not a restoration project, but insists on using the title regardless so as not to confuse the public. The center offered to withdraw the appeal if the Forest Service reduced the impacts of the project by only thinning small trees. Even the local citizens group agreed that only small trees should be thinned, but the Gila National Forest chose to ignore this agreement and increase controversy by insisting on logging some of the last big old trees in the area. The Gila plans to try to dress up their legal analysis and avoid doing an environmental impact statement on the huge amount of logging they have planned. Sheep Basin is the first of 15 planned timber sales spanning 70,000 acres of the Negrito watershed and consuming 90 million board feet of trees. The watershed is an important habitat for several endangered species, including the loach minnow, Mexican spotted owl, and Chiricahua leopard frog. The regional forester found that despite the forest's admission that such intensive logging could result in long-term fragmentation of existing habitat due to the cumulative substantive loss of large trees, that the forest did not analyze and thus ensure the mitigation of the loss. This appeal victory illustrates that when environmentalists win appeals, it is the Forest Service itself that determines they haven't followed the law, reinforcing the need for citizen involvement. Call or write the Gila Forest Supervisor, Marcia Andre, and let her know it's unacceptable to log any of the few remaining big trees on the Gila National Forest. Her address, Marcia Andre, Gila National Forest Supervisor, 3005 Camino del Bosque, Silver City, New Mexico, 88061. Once again, that's Marcia Andre, Gila National Forest Supervisor, 3005 Camino del Bosque, Silver City, New Mexico, 88061. And we thank the Center for Biological Diversity for this update. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come